The story is told of a farmer who had a strong hatred for religious things. As he plowed his field on Sunday morning, he'd shake his fist at the church people who passed by on their way to worship. October came and the farmer had his finest crop ever. When the harvest was complete, he placed an advertisement in the local paper that belittled the Christians for their faith in God. Near the end of his godless ranting, he wrote, quote, "Faith in God must not mean much if someone like me can prosper," unquote. The response from the Christians in the community was quiet and polite. In the next edition of the town paper, a small ad appeared, and it read simply, quote, "God doesn't always settle his accounts in October," close quote. The irreligious person would do well to never equate positive circumstances to the uselessness of faith in God, and especially to the affirmation that God isn't real. These are the acts of people who have zero knowledge of God at best, and the acts of fools at worst. There's a common and a general blessing of God on all of his creation. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, it says, "God causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." And there is the Bible's definition of a fool. Psalm 14:1 says that the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." The surest appointment in every person's life is the appointment with God at his throne of judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment." And then there is perhaps the most serious of the Bible's warnings. In Amos chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says simply, "Prepare to meet your God." I'm Jack Manor, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi. Join us for worship at 10:45 a.m. Sunday mornings at our main campus, 1407 East Reed Road. We're at 5 o'clock p.m. at our south campus, located at 3031 Highway 1 South. Find us on the web at cornerstonedelta.com.